Blog Talk Radio.
Sally sucked my dick up in her mouth and then called me daddy. Yep. She was sloppy with it, had it feeling wet and so good. She that when I closed my eyes, I thought that I was fucking her pussy. Ooh. Now Donna, she was a rookie, but right. So willing to learn. She would practice with me every day and skills she would earn. Now she's stoning and choking, using both hands with these strokes. She licking balls now, dropping draws, begging for posting. Then there was Jenny and Susie, both gave me head in the truck. Then they were sucky pass, like my dick was a blunt. They were so happy with it and so willing to share. That they were taking turns all on me, now my dick is a chair. Worst head I got from Claire, it was petty and weak. I didn't eat, closed my eyes, but this top fell asleep. She scraped my dick with her teeth, I hit her, thought she was dead. She woke up all apologetic, started handing my bread.
Why a 20-year-old girl would want to go out with a man your age?
Because I laid my game down quite flat.
Game? What you know about the game, Granddad?
I know the game.
Taking women out to eat, giving them free meals? What part of the game is that? You taking her to Red Lobster with the cheddar biscuits. The fam ain't eating cheddar biscuits, but this random broad is eating cheddar biscuits.
I know the game. Your granddaddy knows the game.
Game recognized game, Granddad.
I recognize game. Your granddaddy recognized game.
Game recognized game, and you looking kind of unfamiliar right now. I can't. Where's Granddad? Can I help you, sir?
This your boy, KY, the Lyrical Psycho. Self-explanatory music.
Yeah, man.
You're now tuned in to West Coast Wednesday, Hump Night, with the Daggers.
But when it comes
Bang
down,
Radio.
Yeah, that's right, y'all. West Coast Wednesday is Hump Night. The Daggers. Supposed to be Queen V as well, but Queen V ain't checked in yet. She's late. So we're going to see if she shows up tonight. But right now, you just got me, and I know y'all miss me. Like I said, show's been off since Sunday and Monday. So, again, I do apologize, y'all, because as much as I sit up here and talk about consistency and everything like that, I wasn't consistent. But honestly, just honestly, you know what I mean? Boy, didn't have money, all right? You know, you don't pay the bills, they cut off the lights, you know what I mean? So that's kind of what happened. But just so y'all know and y'all aware as well, just how much I love y'all, man. I took my last bit of change that I have for right now. You know what I mean? And I just wanted to say this and fuck it and pay for the show. Like I said, I usually work out something with my boss or whatever where I do drop a little bit, but I don't got to pay that much. Couldn't get into contact with the boss lady. Didn't want to miss another show. So I was like, fuck it. I just took my last bit of change that I had, threw it on here so I could sit here and chill with y'all tonight for the rest of the month. And probably going to kick my ass this weekend because I'm going to be mad, but fuck it. I'm here with y'all. We're chilling. It is West Coast Wednesday. It is Hump Night. And of course, there she is. Late. But she's here. Queen V.
Did you just call me out for it? I'm sorry.
You're so late. You missed me talking shit. That's how late you are, but it's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was in there laughing with my mom and my brother, and I was like, ooh, wait. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah.
I gotta get out for a minute. Sorry.
It's just a radio show. It's all right. Don't trip. But, y'all, we're in full effect now. So, of course, shout out to the boss lady itself, Topaz the Shake, because without her, there's no Bang Out Radio, no West Coast Wednesdays, no Slap Sundays, no fucking Fridays. The Triple M Show wouldn't be going on Mondays. And I wouldn't be sitting here with y'all running my motherfucking mouth and playing these independent artists. So, thanks to the boss lady again for always letting me do what I feel needs to be done and just running things as I see fit over here on Bang Out Radio. Also want to shout out all independent artists, of course. Without y'all doing what y'all doing, wouldn't have no music to play, wouldn't have nothing in rotation, you know, be stuck on some other bullshit. We're not going to do that over here on Bang Out Radio because we bang out over here. So thank y'all. Keep doing what y'all doing. Make sure y'all sending in y'all music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Or, like I said, if you don't want to fuck with me, you want to send them over to Queen V, that's cool. Still going to get it anyway. But you might not want to send it to my email for whatever reason. So it's okay. Queen V, let them know where they can hit you up at.
QueenVDEE1991@gmail.com. Again, that is QueenVDEE1991@gmail.com.
There y'all go. So, I mean, either way, just make sure y'all get in y'all music. And that's all types of music. Like I said, we will find a place to play it. I got 4 shows. 3 of them got music with them, so your shit will get in rotation, all right? And if you got a Facebook or if you're on Facebook, make sure you add me, send me your promo pics as well so I can add you to my artist in rotation on Bang Out Radio. So when I play your music, I can tag you, all that kind of good stuff, all right? So if you got a Facebook, which I think damn near everybody fucking does, make sure you contact me on there too. It's at the same email, all right? Bangoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure you – and just last but not least, just anybody, as y'all know, that takes the time out of their day to sit up here and just talk about the show and listen and support these independent artists, because I swear to y'all, number one, nobody's going to believe me when I tell them, number one, people don't believe me when I tell them I got a radio show. That's number one. All right. Now, on top of that, I get that shit like, oh, you got a radio show? What the fuck? You know, people, motherfuckers be hating. Y'all know how this shit goes. So they're not going to believe me when I tell them that it's over here popping. They're going to believe y'all. So y'all keep talking about the show. Tell your friends. Twitters, posts, whatever the fuck you do, all right? Just talk about the show. That's all I ask. That's all y'all got to do. I got to do all kind of shit to get the show going and keep it moving, but all y'all got to do is talk about it. So at the very least, talk about that, all right? Thank you. But again, this is West Coast Wednesday. Sometimes we're about to get into a full in effect, and we got a new beauty of the week on call in today. Actually, a double beauty. Not a double beauty, but, you know, what I mean by that is that she does music. You know, she performs and everything as well as, you're looking hot and fiery, all right? So that's a double take. We're going to play some, so we're going to have some new music from her today, and she's going to chill with us in a little while when she calls in all the way from New York City. New York. So she's hanging out real late with us tonight. So make sure y'all show love and respect. And let's see, what do I feel like playing first off the gate tonight? Because, man, I've been gone for 2 days. You know, the show was off on Sunday and Monday. Like I said, they cut the lights off on your boy because I couldn't pay the bill at that time. But we're back. All right, so like I keep telling y'all, consistency. That's the only thing that's going to stop me from doing this show, all right? So, and like I said, I was this close. We were this close to not having a show tonight, but I was like, fuck that. We're going to let it go. We're going to keep it pushing. I'm going to do what I got to do to make it happen, and that's why we're here, so that's what we're going to do. What do I feel like here? Wait, no, I'm supposed to play the new music. Hold up, y'all. I got some new music I want to play. Hold up, my bad. Because I just get so much music sometimes, Queen. It's like, you know, I got to keep track of where it all comes from. Like, hold up. Okay,
I know. And speaking of new music, you just sent me something now.
So,
Don't start getting on my head. I just checked my email for the day, actually, and I just saw it, and I was like, oops. Let me slide that in there real quick. I'm sorry. I apologize to you for that. I've been really busy. So, you know, once the whole thing got brought up, I was like, let me do that real quick while we sit here. So I apologize, y'all.
Nah, don't mind me. Like I said, I'm just talking a little bit of shit myself. Like I said, all I got is this little glass of wine. Again, another thing I'm the scouter. You know how I felt about this shit last week. I'm stuck with another bottle of that this shit. No weed. My own girl that was supposed to come through with the weed and chill with your butt for the show canceled on me. Ain't said nothing, no text, no call or nothing. I would have went
and
got my own.
Don't hate that. I got stood up the other day too.
But I would have went and got my own damn weed. You know what I mean? I would have been straight. Like, you know, I could have went and handled that real quick. But yeah, I didn't want to be late on the show. You know, like my co-host here didn't want to be late. So I was like, fuck it. We just gonna roll with it. Now, I remember what I wanted to play first. I'm sorry, y'all. Like I said, we're talking. This isn't me supposed to be organized, but the girl C Suave. All right, this is brand new music right here from C Suave. Like, let's see where it's at. Man, all this damn music, boy. Y'all are killing it. Here we go. C Suave, Fuck With Me, Straight Out the Gates. West Coast Wednesdays, Hub Nights, Dagger, Queen V. We're back. We're official. And we started off like this. See y'all in a minute.
Listen, mama, let me see you strut in them pants. I already knew you would be a 10 with a glance. I'ma tell you straight up, 2 feet planted in the sand, seeing vision through a tunnel. Your girl in the trance. Now we can go and do whatever it is that interests you. I know you're sick and tired of fucking with lanes, but I'm your substitute. You fly, throw them out your plane, forget the parachute. One life, one chance to live it. Now here is what you need to do. Fuck with me.
Fuck with me.
I'm on my grind, shout it. Fuck with me.
Fuck
the realest bitches of all time, baby. Fuck with me.
Fuck
come
with
and put this money on your mind.
Yeah.
Fuck with me.
Fuck
even
with
in
me.
The dark, I still shine. Won't you gon' give me your number? I can spare a couple dollars. We can eat and then slumber. Yeah, let's have a slumber party while we're in under the covers. Make you wanna tell somebody. I ain't asked about a plan, cause I know she had to have some. I ain't asked about a man, cause I know she had to have one. Peanut butter, brown skin, sex just like a satin. You a superstar in my eye, now let me see your talent. She pick it up, drop it low, one knee on the floor. And she sang a loud song, now the neighbors. She say sorry, I apologize, it won't happen no more. But I'll be damned if 5 minutes and she ain't louder than before. She say I'm too much for words, and she did say I'm pleasing. I doesn't wanna try. You already know the reason. I'm like, fuck with me.
Fuck with me.
I'm on my grind, shout it, fuck with me.
Fuck
the realest bitch of all time, baby. Fuck with me.
Fuck
come and
with
put
me.
This money on your mind.
Yeah.
Fuck with me.
Fuck
even
with
in
me.
The dark, I still shine. Money on my mind, and she better than before. Other niggas waste her time. She either kicking it with me, or she out there on the grind. Slow poke, flip it once, man, I flip it both times. Living that night, I'm gon' shine hot like that. I don't hide. Why them haters in the corner getting mad? Woo, fly. We wake up early in the morning, bitch, grits and folders. Then I have her for dessert, eat it like a vulture. And you would think she was on the mountain, how she climbed. No detection, the scoliosis on that spine. And now she resides on cloud nine. Calling up all the closest friends on the line. Purple tasting like we just picked it from the vibe. My man busting heads for a two. Like the Columbine we make every single night. Feel like it's valid time. And every day it gets better. Like old age wine. I'm like, fuck with me.
Fuck with me.
I'm on my grind, shout it, fuck with me.
Fuck
the realest bitch of all time. With me.
Fuck
come
with
and put
me.
This money on your mind.
There's a lot of people right now that are praising God privately and ashamed to praise him publicly.
Mm.
They'll talk about their favorite rapper and their favorite singer and actor before they start talking about God in any conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the end, I don't judge or look down on anybody. It's just, listen, however way you get to know God, just get to know him.
Yo.
I'm on the front lines with my weapon. I am.
inspiration, your mind for courage, your strength for motivation. I'm a hard worker, thinking to myself I got too much talent to be flipping these burgers. The service hurt on your own, but losing the grip. How was I old vet, woke up in cold sweat, saying we moving out of this. Behind closed doors, asking what I'm living for. Grandma had wisdom to share, wish we could talk more. I'm coming of age, but running afraid. It's out since the block is hard, not similar to a storm, but I'm loving the rain. Passion's invisible, identity untold. Imagine a fatherless 6-year old in prayer mode. A bed in their happiness, pick up the heat, and the world is so cold. I'm a storyteller the most. Brandy, hold on, Jasmine, stay strong, cuz.
New Jordans, mama bought some more food. Keisha, remember when we ran from the school bus so our friends wouldn't see us coming in and out our hotel room? Yeah, see, I can cope through the struggle, but you would feel my wrath if you tamper with my hustle. I'm trying to get bread the right way, that's why I'm humble, but I'm the running back for my fam, be damned if I ever fumble. Yeah, they all depend on me. All the pressure and the fear, see, it's all on me. Last hope, I sit and wonder why God chose me, but I'ma hold it down regardless, yep, and that's on me.
Burn the bush, Lord, I don't deserve this. Going some grief, I weep, cause I'm hurting. Belief, I can't achieve, but praying ain't working. Remember Lady Day, the streets of Harlem. Bitch, you sniff on Diddy Hall, starving. Play your instruments with no caution, despite the names they will call us. Settle on you, the church people won't clap. Plus, preaching men don't like rap, that is the devil music. I can change that. He was a runaway, I just brought him back. Raised in the project stage, we were not best. Poverty living, but keeping it real honest. Don't like gangsta rap, didn't try this. Somebody's getting saved, keep your head on the stove.
Cut. I'ma roll up on my pen and I'm kicking it out the door. Can't nothing in this world ever break my spirit, so take my soul. Take my soul. So I'm going for the journey and I know that I've never ever been before. I'm reaching for the moon and stars. Keep reaching for the moon and stars. I'm reaching for the moon and stars. Keep reaching for the moon and stars. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, where you at? Shining so bright like a diamond in the sky. But I'm underground like a diamond in the rough. When the times get rough, I don't break on the boat. Under pressure, cause I know where I'm gonna go. That's to the top, on my high horse shit. Tell these other niggas get their own horse. Got dreams pushing 12 horses. Underneath the hood while I stare with my rear view. Looking at the haters that I left to be kind. Hating on me cause it couldn't knock me off my prime. Or steal my shine. Till I reach you for the top, but ain't no more to do for my shine. Shine, nigga. Being broke is a joke for a fan that I really don't care no more. Don't care. I'ma roll up on my pen and I'm kicking it out the door. Kicking out the door. Can't nothing in this world ever break my spirit, so take my soul. Take my soul. So I'm going for the journey and I know that I've never ever been before. I'm reaching for the moon and stars. Keep reaching for the moon and stars. I'm reaching for the moon and stars. There I go, feeling like a Martian living on a moon of stars, but I'm really not starving, no. Never grew up with a silver spoon, but I grew up all the way through, riding body panic, living life like a cartoon. Everything is discipline that I want, like broken blunt. Never have to work another day in my life, living life right. You don't get shit twice, but you gotta live it nice, or you gotta pay the price. We all struggling, dogs just match the height, and everybody know G, that was blood tight, and I'm about to take flight. Living it like the next contestant on the price is right. Being broke is a joke for a fan that I really don't care no more. Don't care. I'ma ball up all my pain and I'm kicking it out the door. Kick it out the door. Can't nothing in this world ever break my spirit, so take my soul. Take my soul. So I'm off on a journey and I know that I never ever been before. I'm reaching for the moon and stars. Keep reaching for the moon and stars. I'm reaching for the moon and stars. Keep reaching for the moon and stars. I'm reaching for the moon and stars. Keep reaching for the moon and stars.
Out of the West Coast, Western Avenue. Nympho the Great, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Hey, Dagger, where the flips at? Flip, 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 flip. Bang Out Radio. Hey, Dagger, hook me up with Queen V. Tell her I got a Bentley.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen V, still good?
Still good.
Okay, for sure. So, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, glad y'all enjoying yourselves so far, like I said. This show is just, like, I don't know. We want to see how freaky some of y'all can get. We have, you know, adult conversations, adult topics. And also, just a little something to get y'all through the rest of the week, man. Like, I try to strategically place my shows, you know, Monday at the beginning of the week, Wednesday at the middle, Friday at the end, Sunday on the end of the weekend. Because those are, like, key days to me. You know, Tuesdays, Thursdays is, like, you know, whatever. You know, it seems like to me. But I don't know, but... Like, tonight, I'm just hoping y'all getting y'all fuck on. If y'all not, y'all at least chilling, relaxing, no drama, no bullshit. There's enough of that going on in the world. So, yeah, don't bring it here, and we won't have any issues or no problems. But how's your week been, Queen? Did everything be good on your end of things?
I'm alive. Let's start there.
Yeah.
But
What's on your mind for this week? Anything you want to get off your chest or anything about anything going on with you?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that part. But I had a real question. No, because this was brought up recently, earlier this week, and I wanted to really know about this, and I wanted to know how you go about
it. All right, but hold on. Not to cut you off, Queen. We got a call. I want to get in real quick, so we'll get started. Shout out to 951-0424. You got Dagger and Queen V. What it do?
Hi, Dagger. Hi, Queen.
All right, listen.
Hi.
Call us. Whose number are you calling from? This ain't your phone number.
I know. It's my little brother's. I broke to get my phone, y'all. I told y'all I go through phones like I go through drugs.
Okay. So, all right.
Can you excuse me?
Of course, Queen. Like I said, I mean, not Queen. Ooh, Quiet, Queen. I'm sorry. Double Q. I'm Quiet.
Natalie's here with me. My best friend, my BS, is here with me. She wants to say hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Hi, babe, mama.
Hi, love.
How you doing? Everybody, this my babe mama. Everybody, this my babe mama. Yes, I do call her that. I do. I love her. Yes. So don't get it twisted. Yes, this is my babe mama. How are
Nothing
you doing?
Wrong. Nothing wrong.
We are great.
We're
hookah right now.
Y'all what?
We're hookahing. We're
smoking. Did we have the hookah conversation on this show? I think we had the hookah conversation.
Yes, we did have the hookah conversation.
And you don't call me why y'all hookahing, like, or whatever you call it.
Why are
yes,
we hookahing?
We did have this conversation.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Hookahing is fun.
I'll take your word for it. It's not, but if you believe it, it has been fine. Enjoy. I'm not going to take away from anybody else's fun. But I'm going to need y'all to hold on real quick. Queen, I'm sorry. Keep your question because I got my beauty of the week just checked in. So we want to make sure, you know, we're going to get in the interview mode real quick, okay? You ready, Queen?
Okay.
Queen, I'll hold real quick. And then we're going to proudly introduce Miss Angel. Let's see if we can get her in right now. Hold on. Come on.
I'm here.
There she is, Angel. Now, is it Philodonis? I don't want to mess up the last name. I've been trying to figure out if I was
Philodonis. Yeah.
Philodonis. I said it right.
Yeah. Yeah. That works. I'll go with that.
No. I want to make sure it's right. I don't want to just make it work. I want to make sure it's right.
Yeah, it's right. Don't worry. You're not screwing it up.
Well, fine, we'll leave it that way. Then, Angel, how are you this evening? Thanks for hanging in there, because I know you called from New York City, right? New York?
Yeah. I called it the wrong time the first time. I was like, what?
Yeah, man, just for those that don't know, Angel hit me up like, man, I'm calling into the show, man. I'm not hearing nothing. I don't know what's going on. She, about to tell her it was West Coast time, so, you know, she called in at 9:30 East Coast time. You know, 6:30 out here. I'm still at work. Like, I'm sorry, Angel. I'm still at work right now. We're not here on the radio phone yet. But thank you for being here, Angel. How are you this evening? Thanks for hanging in there. Because, I mean, if it's 3 hours in, it's like 12:30 out there, huh?
Oh, yeah, but that's, like, early for me. I usually stay up till, like, 6, 7 in the morning.
That's what I like to hear. A night stalker. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And then also, for those that don't know, not to pull up the race card or anything, and not like it's a problem, but Miss Angel is the first woman of non-color on my show, and I'm very happy about that because, like I said, people was always like, hey, you don't do, all you got is black girls and do this dope. Just a little side note, Angel. I'm sorry, but these are for my fans and everything. But
you not only got a non-color white girl, you got something that matches with toothpaste. You got the whitest chick you could possibly find. I have to say kudos. You went above and beyond this time.
But very, very. Hold on, I gotta post these up right now because I want people to know who I'm talking to right now because we got live listeners right now. So yes, Miss Angel. Now, Miss Angel, go ahead and give people just a little brief overview, you know, about yourself, what you do, things like that. Then I'm gonna dissect your bio and ask some questions. But you can talk about yourself better than I can. So go ahead and let people know about you just a little bit, real quick.
All right. Well, as you established, my name's Angel Philodonis. I am currently in the New York City area. I am a musician. My single will be coming out on Halloween. Of course, I know that's one of those stereotypical things, but
no,
it's only the best day of the dead ever.
I want to drop a single on Halloween. That's hot. Go ahead, though.
Well, you guys actually have access to the music that none of my fan base right now has access to. So you guys should definitely feel privileged because it hasn't been released yet. And you guys are getting the first, you know, view of not just the single, but a couple others.
Bang Out Radio exclusive. We're going to get into two tracks by Miss Angel right here as well in just a second. So make sure y'all tune out. These are exclusive. She said it herself. See, Dagger got. Yeah, you see, ain't fucking with Dagger, but go ahead. Go ahead, Angel. Go ahead.
I'm also hardcore about animal, like special needs animals and animals that are, you know, in need of medical help. So I'm creating a book right now. I'm getting together the photographers. I've already got them in, and now I already have the organization Faith Hope, and it's in Philly. And I'll be taking photos for this book with special needs animals, animals in wheelchairs, animals with deformed legs. And 10% of the profits of those books are going to be going to that shelter, and also it's going to be helping, you know, just bring awareness to animals that have special needs and how people kind of ignore them or overlook them and go to that cute little puppy that doesn't have the backwards bending legs.
Yeah,
so
we're definitely
I'm doing that.
But that's good to bring attention to it. So that's definitely like that. But, oh, man. So, okay, Angel, now, I guess out the gate, because, I mean, you're doing so many things. Like I said, music career, modeling career, like I said, working with the animals. And what I'm seeing here, military family, so born in 1889. I'm older, but it's okay.
1889? I am old as hell then. My goodness. 1889?
Let's see.
Yeah,
1989. 1989. Okay, I'm sorry. It's this little cheap-ass wine I'm sitting over here drinking. I got to drink like 3 bottles of this shit to get some kind of buzz going, so I'm sorry. You know, words are kind of blurry right now, but... Man, but it seems like I said, travel, even to Germany, you know, that's what that military life is, huh? The States, how many different places have you been stationed?
I've been all over. I've been everywhere from California, Alaska, Oklahoma, Florida, now here, Ohio, Georgia, South Carolina. Like, you name it, I've been there. Like, all over the U.S., and then I've also been to Germany. I have family over there.
Okay. I love very much. Now, where are you actually from? Where are you from? Where were you born? Maybe
San Francisco, California.
Okay. Yes, good. We'll make sure we're in Cali. All right. You were born in Cali, though? You West Coast, Becky?
Yeah. I was born in San Francisco. I don't remember it. I moved shortly after to Alaska. Stayed there for a hot minute.
But you were born on the West Coast, so you're a West Coast baby. I don't care where you go. Born on the
Yeah, I am a West Coast baby.
Man. And then now, one question I would have to ask, now let's see here, once again, the modern music moving into the country. Now, one thing about your music, like I said, people haven't got to hear it yet, because they're going to hear it first here. But I know they heard it, but I mean, they're going to hear it. I can't explain your music, and and I'm not saying that in a bad way, because I like that, it's so different. But on the same side, it seems kind of dark a little bit. Maybe am I wrong for saying that, or maybe that's just the ones that you maybe send me. It seems like, you know, you got a lot going on right now. Am I safe with saying that, or am I a little off?
No, you're safe with saying that. What I do is the music that I'm writing, it's all very, very artistic, and like the lyrics, usually the style I write, it starts off as a poem, and the poem is more abstract, so it's up for, you know, discussion.
Right.
What the interpretation is, and then the actual chorus is usually, you know, more blunt, something that's relatable to people. Because, you know, everyone goes through, like, ups and downs in life. And I'm personally a very happy person, even though my music is not very happy. But it's very artistic. It really is.
Okay, that is fantastic. Now, and then also with the modeling now, when it seems, like I said, you're doing all kind of things right here. Now, you began modeling. Now, it really started as a hair model. And then how did it go into... full body modeling, because, I mean, is that like a transition? Is that some kind of transition, or was it, how did that work? Because, I mean, a hair model, right? Are they focused on with your hair? I mean, I'm confused about that.
Well, it was more of a situation when I actually competed in Hair World International in 2008 in the student division, because I went to training for cosmetology. I've done, a lot. So I had some people, and they said, hey, some of our models dropped out, and we want to use you as one of our hair models, and they put this long extension thing that kind of reminded me of Rapunzel and stuck me on stage, and it was honestly the first time I had ever worn heels. I didn't even know what I was doing, and I was trying to suck in my gut. You know, after eating, like, 2 hamburgers, sometimes, you know, you know, you don't want anything hanging out there. So I was, like, sucking in my gut and trying to model. I didn't even know what I was doing. And it just went from there. I realized how much I loved it and just started having people take photos of me. I guess that sounds really egocentric, but you know what?
No, I'm okay with sounding
egocentric.
How would you take photos the way you do? I mean, I like the one, like I said, I saw the one. Now, if you're going to have a whole little thing about that, you're going to bring those animals a whole lot of attention. I saw one picture of yours I was looking at because, you know, I do my research a little bit. I saw one picture where you were like, you had a little dog dressed up as Batman, but you were in the Robin suit, but it was like a little skirt and everything. Right?
That's my rescue. I love her. She's so ugly, but I love her.
That was it, but I like the picture. I don't know about the dog. Like I said, I'm not a dog person. I'm probably not a person to talk to as far as animals go. I don't like dogs. I don't like animals, period. Just to me, I'm sorry. It's just that they're like kids that can't talk. You know what I mean?
They really are like kids.
but they're kids that can't talk. But my queen, any questions? Like I said, we got music career, modeling, dog, animal, person. Any questions?
I just wanted to know, like, what made you want to like cosmetology? I'm interested in like all of your fields actually, but my main interest is the whole animal thing. Like, what made you want to go that route?
I was inspired by my special needs cat. I went to an animal shelter one time, decided to adopt an old cat, and just because I felt bad for the old ones. And I saw this really super ugly one-eyed cat that looked completely I swear it's the ugliest cat I've ever seen in my life. And I was like, you know what? You are really ugly. I want to know your story. And I find out that it's actually like a bad medical case. And no one wanted to adopt him because, number one, he was ugly. And number two, he was a special needs cat. He had a lot of health issues because of the previous family really neglecting him. And he was only supposed to live 2 more years after I had adopted him. He's been alive for 4 years, and he's a champ. He's my baby. And, he's got one giant yellow eye that just stares at me. And it's really creepy to wake up to. Like, you have no idea how creepy that is.
Stares at me. Like, I see you.
I may only have one eye, but I will stare you down with it. I am thinking horrid thoughts.
No, that's why. If I had animals, see, I will put a patch on the other eye, and he would just have to. Every time it would be one of those things. Like, I don't know. I'll do weird shit to animals. Not trying to harm them or anything, but animals are funny. I'll give them that. They're funny, but.
Oh, yeah. I put a pirate hat on him. You know it. I have tortured that cat. That cat has been in so many different outfits. I have photos. He has his own Facebook, which is great.
Oh,
under Mr. Smokey Pickles. Yes. Mr. Smokey Pickles has his own Facebook. He's wearing a pirate hat in his profile picture. He's looking good, you know. I mean, you got to do that. You got to, live life to the happiest extent. And sometimes putting a pirate hat on a special needs cat's just the way to do.
Just tell me one thing. Like, it's great that you love cats and all that and animals, but just please don't become one of those older women, like those hoarders that just live with like 12, 15, 20 dogs. Please.
Oh, no, I'll be like 50, 60 dogs. Don't worry, I won't be that little. It'll be like 50, 60. Yeah, you won't want to come around me. And they're all going to be Rottweilers with, like, no arms, no legs, probably, like, a faceless or a headless Rottweiler. I'll be like, look at this. He's still alive. You have to feed him through a tube. You know, but knowing me, I'll be like, I found him off the street. Yep. You hear me on the news? You'll find him.
Let me ask this. Now, if you had to choose between music and modeling, I ask this a lot from those that do both. If you had to choose one, what did you choose? Do you feel one's more of a passion than the other, or are they both kind of equal? You're not going to give either one up, or,
Music by far. I would choose music. Music's always been my dream. I've always been one drawn to it. I've been playing piano since I was a little girl and then took more formal lessons. I love singing. I genuinely do, and it's my passion. Modeling's more like this is fun to do, and hey, I get paid. It's nice. You take pictures, you pose, then you're photoshopped, and then you're like, wow, if I really look like that in real life, I would be so happy. But then, on the plus side, too, I can now replace all my cell phone bathroom pictures on Facebook, where the toilet's in the background and my lips are pursed out like a duck. I can replace that with actual Photoshop pictures. They Photoshop on the toilet.
And then also, and describe you got a few nice tattoos as well. Like I said, the mainly one I'm intrigued about is the one on your chest, the one on the cleavage area. Now, what is that? I can't.
That's
get
a triquetra symbol.
A what? What do you call me?
A triquetra symbol.
Okay.
It's actually ancient Celtology. Each one of the tattoos on my body is from a different religion from around the world. The one on my chest specifically is from the Scotland-Ireland region and was known as the original Trinity symbol, but St. Patrick flipped it upside down and made it Christian. Original saying is actually the triquetra, and it's a symbol of protection.
See, I'm learning something new today. You
and I both.
Now the one on your arm, what's that? How many tattoos do you have overall?
Well, I have one on my arm, one on the back of my neck, and then another on the other arm, and then, of course, the obvious one on the chest.
Okay, so
but,
four.
The one on my, the big one I'm sure you're referring to is actually Lilith, and she's surrounded by books, and then I have my parents' names on two of the books. But Lilith is from Judaism. She was known as the female demon. She was also known as Adam's first wife.
I love people with tattoos that make sense. Go ahead, okay. And what's the other one? I have
the eternity symbol on the other arm. And it's actually, you see it a lot of times on the Christian, just Christian stuff that they have sold at the Christian bookstore, the eternity symbol. But for me personally, although it is, and intertwined with my history, I do have a history of a Christian upbringing. I liked that symbol because it represented eternal dedication to knowledge for me. And on the back of my neck, I have the Norse mythology symbol. It's an ancient rune from Elder Futhark, which is representational of protection against evil spirits.
See, oh, so you're just all the way protected. Look at you. That's what I'm talking
about. I know, front and back.
I'm loving it.
See, I don't have to worry about dropping the soap because I have protection from behind. Got the back of the neck, Go ahead. I'll drop the soap all day. I've got protection.
Hey. See, this is hard night. I'm glad we're on the right night for this kind of talk, right? But okay, Angel. I guess overall, because like I said, you're doing a lot of things. You're doing, like I said, music, modeling, you're dealing with animals. I mean, there are a lot of people out there that feel like things should be handed to them. And what I say all the time is that, no, you can't wait for somebody to hand you something. You have to go out and do it. You have to work hard. You have to be focused. You have to strive towards that. Can you kind of elaborate on that for people, especially at least for the things that you've done? Like I said, being in the military, that's a lot of traveling you've had to deal with. I mean, I've heard stories that, a lot of military families or kids, you're having to leave every month or 2 months, friends-wise, things like that. It's really tough and it's really hard. To my understanding, I don't know, but I'm asking. I mean,
it is.
To somebody, trying to maintain, to stay focused. A lot of people are out here losing fucking focus. They're losing it.
A lot of people have a tendency to think, I agree with you, that they think that people will just get things handed to them, like celebrities get things handed to them, people that are models, musicians, everything like that, they have things handed to them. And that's not the case at all. They don't realize the business work that you have to put into it, the people that you have to speak to on a regular basis, the meetings you have to set up. There's so much business background to it that you're really working essentially 7 days a week. I don't really take any days off. I work nonstop on my music and my modeling. I make sure that everything's in line, whether it be, my internet presence, my physical presence, of course, because you can't really let that one go, or even just business sense. You have to communicate constantly to the people that you're in business with, and then you also have to constantly write, like, lyrics. You have to compose music, then you have to record it, you have to master it, then you have to make sure all that stuff gets in line. And at the same time, every single day, you're having to contact another person. And a lot of people don't realize that this is hard work. It's not just something that you do and you get to sit around all day and sit and have people take photos of you. I am incredibly exhausted after a photo shoot because you really have to think about even the lighting. You're thinking about, okay, my face has to turn this way, my body has to turn this way, I have to suck in this area and keep this area tight, I have to wear these kind of heels, because you have to make sure that it looks good. And the difference between a true model and someone that just has photos taken is they know what position to have for the camera, so it's kind of geometrical.
There's a difference. For those that didn't hear, one more time, like she just said, it's more to modeling than taking pictures. You know? Because some people think that's all it is. All you got to do is go take a picture, show up, take a few pictures, and then get the fuck off. But no.
Oh, man, I wish that was like that.
Now, do you do all these things? Now, are you like fully independent with this? I mean, do you have any assistant? Do you have anybody, you know, I don't know, you know, any assistance, anybody really helping you? Or is this just really all you? Like, this is what you do. This is what I love doing.
I have a couple people that help me out that make sure that, you know, I stay on top of my game. My manager for my music is amazing, and he constantly sends me, he's like, okay, today's assignment is you do this, this, and this. Contact these people, and gives me a list. And I'm like, okay, I'll do that. So I go out and do that. He's awesome because he allows me to be the independent person that I am, but at the same time, he helps me out just enough that I get what I need. And then I also have another assistant that helps come to my photo shoot and make sure that I have all the supplies that I need, because I'm very scatterbrained. I'm like ADD beyond ADD. I think I'm like the poster child of that. And I'm all over the place. So I'm trying to get everything together that day for the photo shoot and trying to get together the clothes. And usually I forget something important, like, I don't know, my pants, or something important like my shirt, and I'm walking out in my bra, and they're like, whoa, no.
Oh, I don't mind. It's okay. That stuff can stay. Like, just bring a robe. No, that's just me. Don't mind me. I'm sorry. Yeah. And I guess I show up to
photo shoots and PJs.
There's nothing wrong with that. What kind of PJs?
I have Halloween PJs I wear year-round. They're amazing. Okay. I call them my taco PJs because you can't go out to eat and eat a lot of tacos or a lot of Mexican. You know how they have the all-you-can-eat chips. You can't eat that without an elastic waistband because I'm not doing the whole unzip fly thing. Oh, no, I'm busting up in there with, like, my PJ pants.
Now, let me ask. I don't know if I can ask, but, I mean, let me just ask. Now, do you have Team Single, or are you currently with somebody at this point in time? And there's a reason why I'm asking.
I am single. I am completely single.
You see how she's talking about that? Like, he keeps down there. Here's why I ask. Because one thing, especially on this show, and I ask the models, we ask the males, we ask the females, just try to get an understanding. Do you feel, or let me just ask you straight up, what do you feel is wrong with men nowadays, or just men in general? I ask this because women like you, like I said, professional, working, you know, on your own P's and Q's, make money, things like that. You're single because I would believe because you choose to be, not because, you know, I'm just feeling that you just haven't found anybody that's worth your time. Am I correct in saying that?
I think there's a lot of great people out there. I'm personally choosing to be single. I'm very independent. I'm very much wanting to concentrate on my work, and I don't want to say the word waste, but put too much into a relationship right now because I'm so work-oriented. But I think the problem with today's people is, in generally speaking, whether it be men or women, they tend to not really have the goals that they want, or they have goals, but they don't fight for them. And I think if you have a goal and you fight for it, that's one of the most sexy things that I can see in a human being, is to see someone working, you know, I don't know, like 16, 18 hours a day, and then come home completely exhausted, fall asleep on the bed, and not have time to have a conversation. I think that's sexy because that shows that person has character and drive and goals. Some women are crazy, and they're like, my man doesn't do this for me. And, no, go ahead, fall asleep. I don't want to talk to you anyways.
Oh, man. See, I'll be thinking I'm crazy sometimes, but when people say certain things, then it makes me feel like just a little bit better because, like I said, I swear so many times because I'm one of the people, too. Like I said, I work, I barely sleep. I'm usually on autopilot with a lot of things between work, radio, music, you know, family. With family, I got left trying to keep things on. You know, when I do get to sleep, you know, it's all, you know, nigga be out. Like, but I barely get to sleep because, you know, it's just really just more automatic for me. Because, I mean, do you feel that way too, Angel? Like, you just do. You just know what you got to do, and you just do it.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to not do whatever I need to do. I also think that whenever you have a relationship and you're so business-oriented, a lot of times whenever you come home and you do, after you've done what you need to do, and you finally conk out, they always want to cuddle with you. And that's a little bit uncomfortable when you're, you know, trying to sleep and they have their entire body on top of you and you can hardly breathe. You're thinking, oh, my gosh, Weight Watchers, please. But, you know, it's America. And we like to eat here in America. I know, because I like to eat a lot. Really do.
Oh, Angel. And I'm sorry. I'm really just going to be honest with you, too. I'm trying to. I didn't realize I didn't have your music loaded up on the switchboard yet. So I'm trying to apologize. So I'm trying to stall for time as well so I can get these tracks loaded up real quick because I want to make sure people hear this music because I blew it up. And like I said, it is good music. I like it. And people need to hear certain things. And then I want people here to hear different music. You know, that's what the main thing we do here is Bang Out Radio. We try to open up minds and experiences and things like that. So I'm just killing a little bit of time. Hold on, I think I almost got eating loaded up. Hold on, come on. He's like, oh, you can do it.
It's like the Energizer Bunny. You can do it.
Yeah.
I believe in you.
Hey, I gotta talk to myself. I'll be doing it to the car, too. You know, and the car acts messed up. It'll be messing up. Like, man, come on, don't cut out on me. You know what I mean? You gotta talk to me real quick. So, but anything else you want to ask, Queen, before we get into the music and get into some other things real quick, or?
No, I think we have everything covered.
All right. Now, Angel, now, I always ask, now, I'm not going to keep you up, but you're already a Night Stalker. So, I mean, this is an official end to your interview portion, but you are more than welcome to hang out for the rest of the show, get into whatever topic you're about to talk about, because this is Hump Night. So, you know, we get into adult matters, adult topics. We're going to figure out how freaky some people are. You know, people might have some questions. I got people on the line waiting to get in on the conversation, so you're more than welcome to hang out with us and, you know, give your opinion on definitely everything going on if you're available.
Awesome. I might have to just listen to this show because I have a lot of work that I'm going to have to do after this interview.
Okay, well, then do this for me real quick then, Angel. Then I got Eden loaded up at least. I'm going to try to load up the other one, but I'm going to let this Eden play. Let them know what Eden's about, you know, where the song came from and everything, and I'm going to bring it in for you real quick. But let them know what this is about right here.
All right, Eden was inspired by the Garden of Eden. Actually, it's a perspective of how Eve felt after she ate the fruit and how it's pretty much off a basis of Eve bringing on the destruction of the world. Although, don't get me wrong, I'm, you know, very open to whatever belief system. I just found this story to be an absolutely beautiful story, and I wanted to depict that in a song.
And then here it is, y'all. Angel Eden. Let's go.
Hour by hour, your king and your queen. With age.
lemonade news. Lighting the matches, fiery truth. Lunar Marquis, fighting inside. Raising the white flag, splattered with red. Was it a question? Why do we fall? I bear this burden, ages of bond.
Now that you said where it came from, like you're talking about poetry and everything like that, now I really hear it. It's like you really just put your own little poetry onto it, but then you bring it all together. And then who's – and you, the producers you work with, I mean, that's some really nice, like, laid-back, chill type music right there, you know. That shit go hard. It goes hard. I say it goes hard, but I mean it's smooth, but it's nice. So make sure y'all show support. I got one more track loading up right now. But, Angel, what I'll let you do is, because like I said, I'm not going to keep you all night because I know you got things to do and everything, but let people know where they can find you. You know, your music, you got your YouTube out there, drop your links, let people know where they can holler at you if they need to, on top of, you know, me sharing what I have already. You know, I'm going to share your pictures and where you post things that I can. But, like I said, let them know where they can holler at you if they want to get at you for anything. If they need an animal they want to find a, you know, special needs animal, they want to get one, or music, whatever. Let them know where they can find you at.
Well, they can definitely go to my Facebook and find my fan page, the Angel Philodonis fan page, which is facebook.com, Angel Philodonis. If they ever want to find a special needs animal, I'll actually personally help them out, because I'm really hardcore, and I'm always helping out my fans. If they're wanting to adopt an animal, I'll find a shelter close to them and find the specific dog for them whenever I have the available time. And they can also go to apmusic.com. And apmusic.com, which music is spelled with a K, that has anything from my modeling to my music, and then they'll see the track released, and they'll be able to listen to any new songs coming up. My YouTube is Angel Philodonis, and they can there see actually my cat, my really ugly cat I was talking about. I made a little dramatic video about how, you know, you can adopt an old animal. They're still going to live, you know. Still have a lot of love to give.
Yes,
but yeah, that's where you can definitely find me at.
All right, great. Now, all right, Angel, before we get out of here, bring in When It's Winter. It's loaded up, it's ready to go. Now let people know about this song right here, where this song came from, you know, everything like that, a little background, and then I'm gonna thank you now for being here on West Coast Wednesday Hump Nights. And then always remember, if you ain't got nothing else going on, feel free to lock in my number. If you up at these times and you just whatever you want to call in and highlight it, you are always welcome to jump in and call us, okay?
That sounds wonderful. Well, this song, like you told me to introduce, When It's Winter is a song about how we go through the ups and downs of a relationship, and it's just honestly a really depressing song. I mean, that's essentially what it is, but it's very down to earth and it's very real, and I think the lyrics are going to speak to a lot of the followers and I know people that are listening to the station, because everyone has gone through this heartbreak. Everyone has gone through a really hard situation where you feel like you've just lost the one person that you love the most, and they're gone, and there's nothing that you can do about it. So that's what the song's about.
Well, there it is, y'all. So make sure y'all go and support Angel Philodonis, Daggers News Video of the Week this week. Check her out on Facebook. Check out her YouTube. Show support. Let her. If you heard her first for the first time, because like I said, we got exclusive music over here from Angel Philodonis. Exclusive. Ain't nobody got this. All right? So make sure y'all show y'all support. And Angel, thank you for being here. Again, talk about the show. Let people know where they can find you. Definitely spread the links about the show, and anytime you're welcome, okay?
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for being here, and thank you for sticking with your boy, and anytime. Angel Philodonis, Daggers News Video of the Week, and this is When Is Winter. Thank you very much. We'll be right back. crazy, crazy, crazy. Yes, y'all. Daggers News Beauty of the Week, Angel Philadonna. Make sure y'all check out her music. Make sure you check out Facebook. Make sure you check out her animals. Make sure you check out her modeling. Make sure you check out whatever that girl got going on. All right? So support the people that support the show. All right? But we're going to get right to Daggers Double Play real quick. Then we're going to get right back into, you know, those adult matters and adult topics. Because when they say business before pleasure, all right, we're having some business. Now we're going to get to the pleasure part of the show in just a second, all right? So I'm going to help y'all out a little bit, and we're going to do it a little bit like, hold on, where is it? I want to get y'all into the freak mode real quick. Hold on, where is it at? Where is it at? Where is it at? Trying to be in the good mode today, not in the bad mode. Good mode, good mode. Good music, good mode. Where is it at? Damn it. Sorry, y'all. Sorry. Just so much damn music on here. But thank y'all. I mean, thank you is a lot of music, but again, it's a lot of music on this motherfucker. Like, hold on, we're gonna let it ride like this first.
Witty voice, bitch.
Yes, sir.
Mac Machete the Madman. Ah, yeah. The Dagger, bitches.
Y'all know.
Yeah.
Y'all know.
And me, my girl, her girl, and her girl.
Yeah.
Can you dig that? The Dagger, you know what I'm talking about, man.
I know exactly
we gonna keep it
about.
Real, real player.
Yeah. So it's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you buy it, you can come too.
Hey girl, how you doing?
I wonder if you got a minute.
Maybe I could take you out.
Maybe we could just kick
it. I hope that you open minded.
Maybe I could change your world.
That's only if you're trying to go.
If we and my girl,
I see you look a little strange.
Don't dismiss it.
You only live once.
Maybe we can get explicit.
If you with it like I'm with it,
maybe we could have a ball.
My penetration is devastating. It's rated, I fade them all.
It's all on you, baby.
What you wanna do, baby?
Get your home girls.
Well, they can come too, baby.
We can get it pop.
Have your body percolate.
Off a fissure with some weed.
We hype you with no hesitation.
I see you contemplating.
Think about it for a while.
Baby, I'm a witty boy.
You can tell by my style.
She smile, I know I got it.
Pop my collar,
I'm
fresh. When we done with the bra, my girl tell her
who's next. Me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you buy it, you can come too.
It's time to get it cracking, ladies. So wear it out, you know what I'm all about. We fucking, we ain't going now. What we need is right here. 80 proof or better, drink a pound of the stack of dank and thizzle.
What the fuck you say?
Now a nigga fucking like a tinny. Got these bitches screaming like I'm taking their virginity. The ones that act tough like they can handle the fucking. Until I gut her like a turkey with the salt top stuffing. Thought that I was bluffing.
You know?
I talk shit and back it up. She took a break and called a girl and told her,
I need back.
Back that ass up.
Daggers acting juvenile. One laying on the other. Doggy style, dog pile. Play them triple X games. I'm a gold medalist. I beat that pussy dead. Dagger is the deadliest specialist. I can't lie, I love this shit. So y'all can lick each other's pussies. Limbo suck on my dick.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you buy it, you can come too.
One-on-one is really fun, but Dagger's out for having more. Start with 16 bitches, watch a battle for the final four. Losers gotta ride the bench, winners get up in the ring. Now you gotta battle the This is what the Dagger do, don't be ashamed to be a friend. You wanna put the edge, if you got both and get the trade. My bitches fuck bitches, they ain't caring what a hater say. If you don't like the song, then you ain't with it anyway.
My girl,
and
her girl, and your girl.
It's cracking.
I lick, and she lick,
and
you suck.
I'm stabbing.
Attack from all angles, demolish, diminish. I'm busting like an M1 till the chamber finish. Prescription a pleasure, you bout it, whatever. Me and my girl will take you down together. I'm clever with the rhymes, but I'm better with the stroke. Provoke the panties off and tell my girl, here we go.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
For sure.
And we don't have to be ashamed.
Nope,
it's just me, my girl, and her girl.
What y'all doing?
And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what
don't
we
worry.
Do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
What y'all doing?
And if you buy it, you can come.
I'm
through.
Going, nigga.
Yeah, the Dagger, LA.
West Coast all day. Tired of the bullshit, the bitches, the haters, all of them, you know what I mean? All y'all motherfuckers. Fuck it. Gotta keep it pushing. Let's keep it going. Yeah. Hey. On to the next one. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holler at you real quick. Hope you're a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch talking crazy shit, playing games with a real chick. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump. Yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt, my car don't stunt. I use DVD to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it stack up. If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no backup. I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. I don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be a rich or no label as a criminal. Still no felonies, I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, you want your Facebook link. Spending all this money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go ahead or no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet. He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have, gotta make that get. He get you wet, I get you wetter. Like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I found my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this lady. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step your game up. Be sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week. My woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See, there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. But if you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet. He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do things you have, gotta let that get. He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up.
Oh, lovey lord. You boys cover your eyes. That's at least something to the imagination. That's just showing too much booty.
And on our talking points this evening, it seems like the hip hop community is trading in their gold chains for gold showers. Hip-hop singer R. Kelly is on trial again this week for sharing some of his liquid bling with yet another underage girl. Some advice for Mr. Kelly. Next time, use a golden shower curtain and keep your golden showers to yourself.
What's wrong with a man giving away a golden shower? Sounds like a nice gift to me. What? Shoot, I wish somebody gave me a golden shower. One, I like gold. Two, I like showers. Put together. Hey, that sounds like the light.
If you're good, Santa Claus might give you a golden shower for Christmas.
Christmas? My man Santa.
And controversial R&B superstar R. Kelly will be heading into court tomorrow for the first day of his latest highly anticipated trial for child pornography and lewd acts for the local minor.
Yeah, we're back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday is hump nice. Hold on. Dagger, Queen, the bit. Hello?
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I was about to say. It's my bad. I'm good. Well, hold on. One quick second. Let's hear me. Either way, you got both options. Hold up. Oh, yeah, you got to roll up. See, my weed just got here. It's not my weed, but some weed just got here. So, I kind of got a little bit of a smile on my face right now. But, Queen. You had a question at the beginning of the show before we got to, Beauty of the Week this week. But, of course, shouts out to Angel real quick. Make sure y'all show y'all support. Y'all women doing a lot of things. Like I said, anybody that supports the show, y'all got to make sure y'all go out and support. But my co-host had a question that we never got to. So what you thinking, Coles? What's up?
I wanted to know, like, because it was brought up to me
earlier this week, and I didn't really know how to answer this question. So I figured I'd ask a guy because I figured he'd tell me. Of course, my co-host will tell me better than anybody else.
Oh, yeah, yeah, what's up? Wait, hold on. Before we get into this, I'm sorry, Corey, hold on. You know, you're over there hookahing doing something I do not support. Let's bring it back in. Corey, you still good?
Yeah, I'm still good. You kept me on mute for a long time.
I was having a business. You know, interviews, I got to make sure, you know, people that call in to support. I understand you come in support now. Look, you take some pictures and you want to be that as the week. You know what I mean? We could probably make that happen. You kind of got the inside game on that. But you got to go through the process like everybody else. But when the interviews come, it's
right.
Interviews time. That's what I got to do.
I understand. All right? That.
I'm just saying, thank you. But okay, Queen, we're all back now. Now, what's up?
So, okay. Now, how do you know or how can you tell if your sex game or your head game is where it needs to be? In the relationship that you got going on, like, you know, like, how do you tell somebody, you know, I like it like that, or, you know, or, hey, you know, whatever you're doing, good job.
Well, it's a few of these things. Okay, now let's break this down real quick, because, you know, I love being acting like I'm actually helping. All right. Honestly, straight up is always the best policy. You need to straight tell, like, yo, don't suck my dick. Oh, wait, which way are we talking? Are we talking, like, a girl's head game or a guy's head game? Where we at? Or just head game, period?
I mean, we can talk about it both ways. But I was asked the question, and I really didn't know how to answer it.
Oh, but, well, no. When you tell somebody, you straight up tell them. Like, I've been one of the people, or you got to pay attention to reactions. But you got to pay attention to reactions. You can tell if somebody's enjoying themselves. This is what people have. They don't pay attention. See, me, I know my head game is on point because when I do get head, you know, the girl be on vibrate mode, be on, you know, head, you know, out of breath, holding the breath, you know, getting there about to snap my neck with her legs and shit. You know, you should be able to tell if your game is on point or not. You should be able to now, for some people that can't tell, then the next step is you just got to open up your damn mouth. But I don't mean that in the head giving way. I mean that, like, yo, I don't like that. You're going too fast, going too slow, work the tip. You gotta speak. You got to let people know what's up. But the best part is, though, if the head game is on point, then they ain't going to say nothing. You know what I mean? Because nigga ain't going to be able to talk. He going to be, he ain't going to be able to say shit. So, I guess to answer the question, how do you tell somebody if their head game is on point or not on point, you tell them that it's not on point. You got to be.
No, because I got hit, on some real gangster stuff, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. I got hit with the question on, you know, I was riding in the car with the homegirl, and she asked me straight up, you know, do you think you give good head? And I was like,
not to cut you off. But is this the type of shit that girls really be talking about every now and then? How's your head game? Or how you feel about your head? Like, how do you play? Is this the shit, girl? Because I always felt like girls be having the weirdest conversations sometimes, or they come up with the weirdest shit. It's not weird, but it's just like girls actually talk about that shit. Like,
I mean, like, well, like,
say,
because
just came up in conversation.
Hold on, because see, me, I'm not ashamed. Like, you know that. If you know me, you know that you know, sex is my favorite subject. I like to talk about it, you know.
Right.
But it kind of threw me off guard when she asked, because I was like, you know, I don't know, like, if it's good or not. Like, I've never had a complaint, but just because you've never had a complaint doesn't mean
Well, the other side of it, it's like, if a girl's head game is whack, then usually, I mean, I can only speak from my personal experiences. Sometimes, on one hand, you try to put your hands on her head, you try to give her some encouragement, you try to be like, you know, do it this way, do it that way, you try to be respectful about it. And, or sometimes you have those situations where a girl will let you just do what you want to, you know, and this is what I mean by that. She'll just lean back her head against something or the couch or a pillow or something like that and just let you just go to work. You're just doing all the motion, and all she has to do is sit there with her mouth open. So that kind of works out as well.
Wow, because I've actually seen that happen, but I've never heard of anybody actually telling me that they've done that. So, like, that's what made me laugh.
that's when you just take over, like, look, okay, you're not doing this right. Just lean back, open your mouth. It's kind of like a dick trick to the dentist. Just lean back and say, ah. That's all you got to do. I got the rest. I'll handle it. Don't trip.
Okay.
So basically you're saying that let you blank someone's face.
No, what you mean blank somebody? Face fucking somebody? Yeah, but no. There's a difference in face fucking. I mean, you can fuck somebody's face and then you can just, like, well, it is face fucking across the board, but I mean, there's ghetto gag face fucking, like I be watching, and there's slow, smooth, easy face fucking. You know, there's a difference. You know, you have those guys that'll be nice, like, oh, just slide it in and out or whatever, and just let you do whatever, and then you got the ghetto gag situation where it's like, bitch, and you can't do nothing about it. It just depends. It just depends.
Oh, well, because, like, and the reason why I ask is because, like, you know, I'm a very interactive person. Like, tell me how you like it. You know, like, if I'm not doing it right or if I'm not doing it to your liking, you know, let me know. Like, but see, that's just how I am. You know, I like to be taught. So then that way, you know, next go around, I got you. You know, like, you gonna understand where I'm coming from. You know,
girls be so confident. And it's funny, the funniest shit is when you got a confident girl who's so confident in her head game or whatever, her shit be whack. That shit be funny as fuck sometimes because it's like she swear up and down she's good. And you don't want to tell her, like, nah, bitch, I've had better, or you can do better, or I feel some tea. You know, there's certain things. You just don't, it's like, as a man, on the other side of things, there's not that much you want to tell a girl when your dick is in her mouth. Because the one wrong thing is something you may say. I mean, you never know. It's a hazard. It's a hazard. You know, the hazard. You know, it's like caution, uh-huh. Red flag in a sense. It depends.
Wow.
I'm just saying because some girls get mad, and you don't want no mean head. I've had mean head before where a girl was like mad and was sucking my dick or whatever, and it was just like, no, like this isn't working. It's like, why are you getting all violent with my dick, all grabbing my shit and stroking it and chugging it all too hard and shit. You know, makes you want to hit the bitch in the face. But you can't do that with your dick in her mouth. You know what I mean? You can't do that. It's not going to work. But, oh, wait, what the fuck is this? Okay. But I don't know if I answered your question, but the best, honesty is always the best policy. Especially if you're in a relationship or you're dealing with somebody for an extended amount of time or anything like that, but then also me personally, I'm the type that is, I'm nobody's parent. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't want to be the type of person that has to tell you what to do. That's never been my fizzle. I mean, that's just me. I like a girl that knows what she's doing. You know what I mean? It just gets right to work. But again, that's just me. Some guys like to sit there and tell a girl every little nasty thing in his head. And like I said, I can't do that because my head, my ideas go way too far. Like I said, I've seen too much. So, but again, that's me. So, I guess bottom line, just to answer it straight out, just like honesty is always the best policy. So, fellas, talk to your girl. Especially if she's willing to listen. That's another thing. A lot of women, girls, whatever, are not willing to listen. You know, they'll take you trying to tell them something positive away as a negative effect. I mean, y'all got to realize, we people that come through Bang Out Radio, I consider us all real. We all know the game. We all know what's up, or at least we know enough of it where we can all be on the same level about some shit. But y'all got to realize, people ain't like us. You know, these people out there, like, just awesome, way other next-level shit, like, and that shit is just, you can't tell the motherfuckers nothing. If you tell them, like, you know what, that shit was whack, or you can do better, or something like that, you got a fight on your hands, you may never get hit again. You know, nobody likes constructive criticism anymore. Everybody thinks they know everything and they can do it all. It's a different world we're living in now. I remember back in the day, boy, you'd be able to tell, like, yo, I need you to do this. Hold my dick to the right, lift it up a little bit, lick my nut, then go around to the other side. You know, back in the day, you could tell bitches whatever you wanted to, but now, like I said, these bitches is all some other shit nowadays. Like, man, Man, don't tell me about it. Get your hand off my head. Don't mess up my hair. It's all some bullshit. Like, man, get this shit out of here. And we getting this popping or we not getting this popping? Is it one or the other? There's no guidelines when it comes to getting the popping, and that's my opinion. There's no, once you cross that line and once we're in motion and the game's on, the game is on. So that means you win whatever's about to happen. No, I mean, but I mean that in the way what I'm saying is that everybody has their limitations and everybody knows what they do and what they don't do. But you need to know that before you get into what you're doing so then you know how far you can go. You know what I mean? That's what I mean. Let me clarify. Because you can go further with some girls. Some girls, there is no no.
No means
no. Some girls, there is no no. But yeah, y'all. So I hope I did help a little bit on that one, Queen. Like I said, I don't know if I answered your question, but basically, still to go back to it, honesty is always the best policy. And ladies, don't be afraid to ask and try new things. Like it's all about look. You don't have to ask if you pay attention. That's what I will say. If you pay attention to how this is ladies going on, guys. If you pay attention to how he's reacting. If he's holding his breath, if his eyes are rolling in the back of his head, if he's clenching up, you know, these are all certain things that let you know that you're doing something right. Now, if he's just sitting there just staring at you or something like that or not doing nothing at all, then that may be an issue. Man, it's not always a problem. I mean, me personally, again, you know, it has to be some really extravagant, off the wall type head or whatever for me to make, and that's not saying that the person giving me head is not doing a good job. It's just that, like, so I'm more desensitized into a lot of things, so it takes a lot. Like, I like that real freak, nasty, ugh type head, you know, like, oh, you know, that's just, you know, but it's because, you know, regular head doesn't work for me anymore. You know, there's a difference between just regular head, and it's always, and then. Since we're on the head subject, just make sure if you are going to give head that you want to do it. There's nothing worse than lazy head. Lazy, I don't want to do this, why am I doing this type of head? There's nothing worse than that type of shit. So if you're not going to do it and go all the way out with it and do what the fuck you're doing, just leave it alone. That's what I'm going to say. We're going to get back into the music. Real quick, I've been running my mouth for a little while. Like I said, I don't even really have it. I had a couple things I wanted to talk about, but I don't know. So we're just going to see what happens when we get back. We're going to let it ride out. Love this song right here, man. Lady Cam doing the big things right now. She's got a new album about to come out. I'm trying to get on that mixtape or album, whatever she's doing. I'm trying to get on it. Plus with Lady Cam, so make sure y'all show your support here as well. Because this shit right here, go. I want to just get on this remix. If I can get on this, I'll be okay. But, put your hands on me. We'll be right back.
Okay. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me.
If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me.
Everybody got your interest, and I know you wanna just speed it up and get all intimate. Give me a back massage and a kiss on the cheek. Pour me a drink, sex on the beach. Fingers in my hair, sand through my feet. You like what you see with your hands on me, and that is only for my baby. Makes my day, drives me crazy. Put your lips on mine and kiss it. We got it, we get it. Together forever, do bad times and better. No distance or fight, cut terrors or shred us. See, the night is just for us. And I'm kinda shy, and I'ma put you to work like a 9 to 5.
If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me.
Each other, hug so tight we breathe each other.
got you all hot. And I know you got that gold, don't stop, but chill out. I'm in it for the rhythm, I'll be blowing on the killer. Lay my head on your chest as you lay on my pillow. And another on my legs and another in the middle. Tickle me, I do the wiggle, just a little sensation tingling through my spine. Thank God you mind soothing. How you be moving makes my back recline. Let's watch a movie, put your arms around me, pull me closer. My head on your shoulder, hold my hand as we grow older. This is special, talk with motion, feel emotion, boy. Rub my skin, I smile within, cause you are on my side. So when you wanna show the lady, she's the only lady. When you wanna show your man, he's the only baby. You like it, you love it, you need it, it's nothing. You see it, you want it, come closer and touch it.
Brand new music right here. Natomas, I hope I'm saying that right. If not, then I'm sorry. But Natomas Slim, she's getting it. Let's go.
Hey!
She dropped down, getting it, dropped down, getting it. She dropped down, getting it, dropped down, getting it. And getting it, and getting it. Black girl, getting it. White girl, getting it. Short girl, getting it. Tall girl, getting it. She dropped down. Drop that thing, twerk that thing until you know her name. Shake that thing, break that thing make you wanna throw some change. Some dollar bills, house in the hills. Fake niggas hate me. Damn, bitch, that's leather in the lamb, bitch. I don't wanna be your man, bitch. Go tell that to your man, bitch. On my grind, Barack Hussein. Two tall glasses of champagne, one Belizean, one Brazilian. They both down, do a damn thing. Ready for combat, Bruce Wayne. My family come, my dumb chain. Lambo Dose on the range from the west coast with a southern twang. Same shit, different day, so not a damn thing. Gonna change, she a smart girl. Good brain, all white letters, that's that cocaine.
Trying to feed their family, man. All right. That she was shaking on the pole, gyrating.
vibrating that body. Little music real slow. Man, I can't believe this girl was so, so fine. On a scale from 1 to 10, I'm saying she probably was a dime. Didn't waste some time, so I said, what's up, mama? She said, you want to dance? I'm reaching for some love. So I'm down, round, and round. Freaking all on me. Turn me on. I can't leave until my money's gone. Shake it, baby.
Get in your blood, man, it'll make you crazy. And you know they got them short little skates nowadays and that, what they call them, the tongs?
Thongs.
Yeah, right, they got the thongs all up the booty crack and they got that sweet white nectar. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And after that, it's over. You wake up and you don't even know what you done done. Just a pool of sweat around your ankles and a deep sense of satisfaction. Give me a minute, Robert.
You look like you need to take 5.
It's Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V, LA, West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Shout out to Lady Cam yet again, Mr. Pills, man. Like I said, a lot of y'all out there... I don't know how many times I got to tell y'all the same shit, but honestly, I believe that, like I said, y'all should be knocking. I can't even deny that, you know, and I'm trying to bring in my calls. I'm sorry. I'm not just trying to take over the show or anything. I don't know why my shit would act like it's not working right now. I don't know. Come on. You can do it. You can do it. There it is.
Hello.
Queen. There she is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but I just take this quick moment to say, like, the shit that y'all be playing, like, I play shit for a reason. I don't think y'all realize that I'm not one of these people out here that just play shit because people just want me to play that shit. You know what I mean? And I play shit that I like. I play shit that I respect. I play shit that makes sense. I play shit but the funny part is I play shit that I like. You know, I got a wide range of shit, but it's all independent. You know what I mean? If people get mad at me because they be playing all this other stuff, you know, I'll be at somebody else's house or whatever, chilling with them. They playing everybody else's music, you know, all that other stuff. You know, I'm like, I can't stand listening to that music unless I'm in the club drunk. That's the only time I can listen to that music. If I'm at the house drunk, it still ain't going to work because we're not in the club. You know, all that, you know, shit like that. That's just me. I'm sorry. Corey, you still good?
I'm still good.
Okay. You sound like you toned down a little bit. What's wrong with you? You need turned down?
No, I'm not sleep. Not at all. No, I'm just chilling.
Okay, just making sure. You owe me a bottle, by the way.
I owe you. Oh no, you didn't. No, you didn't go there.
Yeah,
I owe you a bottle.
But nah, but anyway, well, Claire, what's on your mind? Your mind is always an interesting place to go. So because I don't want to get into stuff that I want to talk about. I'm picking y'all brains today. I'm gonna stay in interview mode. Claire, what's on your head? Any questions? I know you be having some questions sometimes. Go ahead, ask your boy something. What you may need help with? Maybe not you need help, but what you want to know? You always been curious about something. Are you ignoring me now?
Are you talking to me? I could have sworn you said Koya.
I did say Koya, but she's...
Like, I know you're not talking to me. I'm like, I could have sworn. Okay.
This is why every time I try to be nice to Koya...
You always start talking shit.
I feel dumb for trying to be nice.
You always start talking shit when my phone accidentally get pressed on mute. I'm here.
Okay. How did it go on mute and I was talking to you? That's what I'm trying to. You were talking and
no,
then it
was talking. The whole song thing was on. And I was listening on my ear and then I was pressing buttons. So then I pressed mute, but then I could have sworn I pressed unmute.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess you heard.
I apologize. Hi.
Okay, see, I was just about to go. See, I was almost going there. I was revving up the engine. I was revving it up.
I know. I heard you.
But, okay, let's bring it back then. Like I said, I'm going to try to go back to being nice. We're going to be cool. So what's on your mind, though? Like I said, your mind is always an interesting place to go sometimes. Anything on your head?
I did have something.
And also keep in mind, like I said, as for me, and this goes for anybody out there listening and everybody who's on the show or whatever. Y'all can ask me anything. Just make sure you want the answer. That's all. You know, people be asking shit they don't really want the answer to. You know, that's all. That's my only thing. If you want the answer, tell you the answer. But I'm not saying I know all the answers. But like I said, my answers will be based off my experiences. people that I've dealt with, people that I know personally, you know, some of the things that they've been through that I may have not experienced personally, but I got firsthand knowledge of that. You know, I'm not going to speak on shit that I don't know nothing about, and if I don't know nothing about, then I'll tell you I'm speculating. But besides that, y'all even know y'all get the 100% truth with me out here. So, okay, Claire, go ahead. I want to make sure we
all right. I wanted to ask a question, okay, because you know how you always say it. If you're not going to do it, somebody else will do it, right?
Exactly.
So you try to be as venturous in the bed as possible, correct?
Okay.
Right. How do you comfortably tell the person that you talk to, the person that you mess with, your boyfriend, husband, whatever, how do you comfortably tell them that you're not into a certain sexual fantasy without them getting upset and, like, explain to them why you don't want to but then at the same time, give a good enough reason.
Now, number one, I'm assuming that since you said you're not into a certain fantasy, so that means he has expressed to you what his fantasy is at some point, right? So he said, like,
well,
yo,
it's not he expressed to me that that it was a fantasy. He just want to try it, right? And I'm just like, oh, hell no.
But what I'm saying is he told you, he was like, yo, babe, I want to try this or whatever. You just was like, no, I'm not doing that.
Right.
Then, yes, it depends on the guy. If you're so gung-ho about just not doing it, and may I ask what this act is? May I ask what we're not doing?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
right.
So I
wait,
would ask.
Wait. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
So I was asked to let him boink me in my booty. And
okay.
I was like,
I
don't
think that much.
Nah, I can't do it. I can't do that. Told him to go get a white bitch, and I felt like that was real rude of me to say that, because then if he would really go get a white bitch, then I'd probably be mad.
He would, actually.
But at the same time, that's not my skilo. Like, what if I had a real big fantasy that I wanted? But my thing is, like, what if I had a really big fantasy to stick my finger in his butt?
Look.
How would he feel about that?
No, listen, let me tell you. The world already, there's double standards. Girls getting fucked in their ass is still, wait, just listen to me. I told you I was going to tell you the truth, right? I'm going to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to bullshit you. Overall, in society's view, hold on, we're going to bring in one more caller real quick. Before I start dropping this knowledge real quick, hold on, because I want to make sure y'all suck this up. You know, I've been sucking up like soda through a straw. Hold on.
I'm sorry. That was funny. And I had to laugh
because
it was funny.
Okay. Hold on. Come on. It's going to work. I'm going to twiddle my fingers. If I twiddle my fingers, maybe it'll work. Hold on. I'm going to twiddle my fingers at the theater. Come on. Bail number two. Come on. One more. All right. Well, sorry. I'm going to have to keep talking. I'm going to keep pressing the button, and then when it works, then it's going to work. But, now, number one, in society's viewpoint, this is everybody will kind of tell you the same thing. If you have to put two things next to each other, if you put a guy fucking a girl in the ass next to a guy fucking a guy in the ass, it is the same thing technically. But a guy fucking a girl in the ass is more acceptable for everybody, and a guy fucking guys in the ass is some fag shit. There's, you know, not to be, you know,
correct.
I just don't do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's just what it is. A
right.
guy, so you try to be like, well, what about what stick my finger in the butthole? That shit has no merit. That you don't even say shit like that. Unless he's like that. If he's with that, then you got a problem. In my opinion.
Hell yeah, you fucking do. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, hold on, we got you here, man. 909-2994. You got Dagger Queen, what it do?
What it do, man? Hey, I don't know about all that, man. My girl ain't giving no head, man. I'm not breaking no bread.
Wait, but here's the question. But let me ask this, because this is what we were talking about now. She ain't giving you no head. Now, there's somebody giving you some head, though, right? Somebody.
Show, though.
All right, hold up. Can I ask who this is?
You got to shine
uh-oh.
The silver.
Wait, what's up? Huh? Did I just get an Can I ask who this is?
Oh, yeah, this is D-Slow.
Oh, what?
Swear to God.
The hottest rapper on the West Coast. I'm just saying.
Wow, what up, though?
You asked, but like I'm saying, okay, so the thing is, here's what women don't realize. If he's asking you to do this for him, that means he wants to do it with you. All right, so that's because if he was already trying to do it elsewhere, doing something else, he would have been doing that shit. So the fact that he's trying to bring it to you is meaning that he's trying to stay around and be with you and wants to be able to do this shit with you, so he don't got to go nowhere else to do it. But then when
I
say no...
Hold on, wait. I got to put my defense in on this.
Wait,
Wait. 1 second. I'm talking.
All right. Go ahead.
I'll let you rebuttal, but let me finish. I'm just saying. I'm being honest with you, right? I'm just telling you. The nigga's bringing it to you because he want to do that shit with you, so he don't got to go nowhere else and do none of this shit. If y'all on that, like boyfriend, if y'all been serious or whatever, I mean, if a nigga comes straight out the gate and you, this is the first time you fuck this nigga and he's like, I want to fuck you in the ass or whatever, nah, that's a problem. Now, so if it's like the first time, but I mean, if y'all been together some years, y'all need some new shit, or, you know, whatever, you just may be a freak like that or want to try. The thing is, if the nigga's coming to you about that shit, he's mad enough to at least ask you about that, because you got to realize that's not the typical shit you just ask any random person. You just ask somebody. You know, sometimes you just got to slip into that shit. Sometimes. You just see where you can go with it. See, me, I use the tester. See, this is where you test the girl. I use the thumb, right? When you get behind there, you put the thumb up, you put the thumb around it, see what she feels. You know, you twiddle it a little bit, you know. Then, you know, you insert it a little bit, depending on how she react. You know what I mean? Some girls, you're like, huh? I mean, this is if you're into that type of show. I'm just telling y'all like that.
But what if you did all your testers and then you asked anyway?
Well, I mean, but the testers are so you don't have to ask. See, after I go for the testers, like if I get the whole thumb in or something like that, and she ain't really tripping or she may actually be into that shit, then I'm just going to go for it. I mean, what's the worst she going to say? No? Or she going to pull away? That's the worst she going to do. And then I'm still gonna keep, and then I'm still gonna finish.
I'm just saying, grown women give head.
Yes, grown women do give head. Yes, they do. That's a for sure. But hold on, who else we got out here? Is my computer working yet?
I can't. Okay, well then find it. Quiet. I'm gonna tell you like this.
What are you mad about? What happened?
You said what? I'm gonna tell you like this. I feel like this though. I'm not telling you, you know, go ahead, go do that. But I'm saying you cannot knock shit till you try shit. I'm not telling you that,
what?
You know. I'm telling you that.
One.
You can't knock it till you try it, Sequoia. But at the same time, Sequoia, you can never say never. You feel me?
Can I say something,
Queen? Okay, look. You say never knock nothing until you try it, right? I understand that, though, right? But look,
right.
From jump, you don't even want to do it, right? From jump,
no,
you don't want to do it.
Let me finish what I'm saying,
okay?
From jump, what?
Hello?
Yeah, I just didn't hear you. I want you to repeat what you said. You said from jump, you did what?
I said from jump.
You don't want to do it, right?
Okay.
You don't want to do it. Just like with females, from jump, you don't want to do it because you don't want to have sex. You don't want to have sex, period. From girls being virgins, you don't want to have sex, right, because you know that shit hurts, right? But eventually, you know you're going to have to do it, right?
Right.
Because it's just a part of life, right? Now,
right.
What I'm saying is, from jump, if I don't knock it till I try it, when I first try it, I know I'm not going to like it. You know, why? Because that shit is going to fucking hurt, and I'm not going to want to do that shit no more.
You're afraid you're going to like it. That's what you're scared of.
Hi, Koi.
You're afraid you're going to like it. That's what you're scared of.
No, I'm not afraid I'm going to like it. I'm afraid that shit is going to hurt and I'm going to diarrhea for the rest of my life. That's what I'm afraid of.
I got this. Hold on, Koya, look. Using the same logic like you just said, right? You were a virgin before, right? It hurt the first couple of times or whatever. Eventually you got used to that shit. You know, it became a little freak or whatever, you know, and you do what it do, right? It's just the same thing. Your ass is a virgin right now, but it don't got to be. And then after a while, if you keep doing it.
Wait, can I feel my koi on this, though? Because
I'm just saying.
I've never done that part of that aspect of stuff. But, you know, I've had some footage happen, and you know, even slippage, kind of, you'd be like, no.
You gotta get to it.
I can feel that, but at the same time, like, the reason why I say that is for this reason, because I don't want to lose my dude behind, get it, behind. I'm sorry, y'all, I'm on.
Let me tell tell you this.
Wait, no, let me finish.
Let me tell you
this. I do behind the fact of me not doing something that he wants to try. You feel me? Like, I'm down to try anything at least once. And if I tell you straight up after we try it that I don't like it, then we ain't got to, like, I don't expect you to just try to push me to do it no more. You feel me? Like, if I tell you straight up I don't like it, I don't like it.
But what if that's something that he, okay, my thing is, if it's my dude, if it's my dude and he really want to do something like that, like, it's my husband, I'm not going to do it for no nigga. I'm just messing with point blank, period. All right. First off, anyway, because you could drop anything that you mess with.
I might try it
if that's something that you really. But see, look, I always said that I would never say never, right? So if I'm married, if I have a ring on my finger and I know it's gonna be forever, then maybe. I mean, then like, then I would try it if that's something that he really wanted to do. If that's something that he really, really, really wanted to do, then I probably would do it. Like I always said that I never let a nigga nut on my face ever. But if that's something. If that's something that he really want to do, then I'm cool with it. But, like, you know what I mean?
But y'all acting like a nigga want to fuck you on the ass every time. Look, this is what I keep saying as well. Y'all getting this shit twisted. If a nigga want to fuck you in the ass damn near, like, three times, like, say y'all fuck, like, okay, 7 days a week. Say y'all fuck, if we just going by day, say y'all fuck maybe 4 days out of the seven, so that's over half. And if over half of them days he's trying to fuck you in the ass, there's a problem there. Niggas shouldn't want that much literal ass. You know what I mean? It's not.
That's my thing. You feel me?
You know,
that's my thing.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
But that's what I'm saying. But you gotta let that nigga know that it's okay that he can have it if you want it. You know, it's one of those just suck it up and take one for the team. Like, let's do this.
Oh!
I'm giving y'all the inside scoop here.
Shut up and take one for the team. I can't believe he just.
Oh my God! Like, because I got a real question now. Like, okay, if we don't do that, can we like loop it up or something? Like,
yeah,
I don't understand.
Sure.
Like, we'll be trying to do like the most. Like, you just want to do brand doggy. Like, no, you can't do that. Like, you won't bust my ass wide open.
And another thing is, guys, where did that come from?
I'm not telling y'all to just jail.
You know what I mean? Like, where did it come from? Like, why did you? My
where
thing is, like, but where did it come from? Why did you all of a sudden spark up, like, oh, well, shit. You know what I mean? Let me just fuck you in the ass real quick. I just want to try it. Where did that come from? But where did it come from? I've never heard anyone talk about it in nobody's life.
You don't need a reason to do shit. Niggas, shit happens on a whim sometimes. Like, oh, I just want to go for it right now. Let's see what's up. Can I do this? If niggas don't need a reason, you think it's too hard. This is the problem.
Okay.
I'm trying to tell y'all.
I accept that, though, because I do think too hard, though. So I'm an overanalyst. That's what I do. I overanalyze anything in my life. I overanalyze. So I might sometimes I do need people to tell me I'm thinking too hard.
Wait.
I might be thinking too hard.
Probably, hey. 2209.
What's going on, Dagger? What's cracking,
what
baby?
Who this?
Uh-oh. Hey, nigga, you know who this is.
My phone is so loud to get you in, man. My shit was kind of, having issues over here, man. But you hearing what's going on over here? You hearing this?
Oh, motherfucker. It's baby motherfucking trees over here.
Yeah.
Oh, so,
Jay,
you ain't been listening in on the conversation? You ain't got nothing to say?
What you said on
this? I don't think y'all was hearing me.
No, we can't hear you.
We got you now. Yeah.
You were loving me for...
Nope.
I'm sorry. I had to cut that off. No, my bad, Terry. Maybe next week. We'll try again. But, y'all crazy.
I don't know, like, no, like, that's my only thing with the situation is, like, I don't understand. Like, all right, if you want to try it, can we talk about it before we go there? You feel me? Like,
can you talk me into this situation?
It's gonna happen like that. Like, it's not gonna work that way. You cannot just surprise me and think that, oh, I'm gonna just fly with that. No, because that crap is not okay with me. You know, like, we gotta talk about this. We gotta go. We gotta get some real spit going. We gotta either go get some real lube cracking. Like, no, we can't just really do it.
For real, the lube.
We gotta get this out. Corey, give your shout outs real quick. Like I said, I hope I was somewhat helpful.
Oh, but, over
but I'm at you, yeah,
it. I know, yeah. Bro, we were just trying to have fun.
Hey, no, you gotta leave them wanting more. You see, that's how you gotta be. See, niggas get, you know, you gotta leave them wanting more. You know what I mean? So we'll be okay. You know, we're talking about.
We got one question, though. This show be going to craziest fucking places sometimes.
Man, y'all nasty. All right.
You nasty. You the one that did it all and shit. You don't got no more questions to ask to nobody in life. You nasty. We monitor this, sir. This freaky shit. We come to you, Mr. Expert, for all these goddamn answers.
But go ahead, Corey. Give a shout out real quick. Let people know where they can find you if you want them to find you real quick.
I want to give a shout out to my mama. Love her all day. Like I said, she might rock all the time. I want to give a shout out to the Dagger and the Queen Bee. Love you guys all day. Thank you for having me almost every single week. I want to give a shout out to all the listeners. Thank you guys for listening to us. It's so great to have you guys meet to listen to it more, so to have more time to talk. I know y'all think I'm crazy, but it's cool. I want to give a shout out to my moon, even though he came in for like 5 seconds and disappeared somewhere. Shout out to Maine or the other guy that's on the line.
Oh, Tay, yeah, sorry, Tay. Well, it wasn't working, but yeah.
Oh, that was slow.
What's
up
to him for who?
Slow.
I don't think that was slow. That was RD slow. I don't think that was RD slow.
Yes, that was RD slow.
But anyway, if it was, shout out to my boy D Slow. We miss you. You need to get your hair riding up out of somebody's ass. No, I'm just kidding. I miss you and I love you, honey. You need to tune in more. Hit us up on our telephone. You got our number. If not, I know you can find it. If you guys want to find me, go to facebook.com/Koyalove, Koyaluhb. I think. And if not, you can find me on Twitter, Koyalove. Same thing, Koyaluhb. Other than that, everybody have a good night. Oh, and shout out to my bro. He wasn't on here, Young Prince of the West. Miss him, love him, trying to figure out where he at, but I don't know where he at, but I love you guys. You guys have a great night. Thank you for my answers, Dagger. And my cute adorable baby. Oh, and my best friend for tuning in for a little bit.
This is what we'll do, Koya, because I want, since you always over here out, hanging out anyway, and I'm trying, like I said, I'm trying to like you. I'm trying to like you more and more, and I want you to give me more reasons to like you. Okay?
You're trying to like me? That's not nice.
When you stop by, have at least one question for your boy. So every time you tune in, you got something to ask me. It'll be Koya's question. That's a new segment. That's a new segment. You don't gotta say the whole show, but every Wednesday, sometime between 9 and 11, if you don't stay the whole show, you at least got to call in and ask me at least one question. It's going to be Koya's question.
Okie pokey.
Right,
I will do that for you. I know I got a lot of questions in life, so, hey.
That's for sure. I got you. That's
as long as everybody keeps listening, I'm going to have a question so we can deliberate on that, and then I'll be there, though.
There it is. For sure. Good looking out, Koya, man. Always welcome. Just make sure you unmute your phone next time, all right?
Yes. I will. I'm going to get my phone fixed. I'm on my little brother's phone, and I have to walk down the street a little bit because he knows me. Talking about some grown folks stuff, you know. Anyway.
Yes, ma'am. All right. I'll like to see you next week, all right? Make sure you talk about the show, too. Tell all your friends, you know, everybody, yeah, all that, yeah.
Of course. Y'all know I'm always bringing somebody new.
Yeah. And my co-host Queen B, go ahead, as always. I don't know. Shout-outs. you know, thank yous, whatever you want to holler at, let them know they can find you at. Final thoughts, maybe.
I do have some final thoughts. Final thoughts on the topic at hand. Do not say no to your man, because you might end up losing your man behind saying no. Like I said, you can always try things at least once in your life, and if you don't like it, you ain't got to do it no more, you know. Just, you know, hey, you can always say, hey, I wish, you know, you can always say, hey, that was some business, instead of, hey, you know, I wish I would have did that in life. You know, you only live once. Let's see. Shouts out to everybody. Everybody who supports this show, everybody who listens, everybody who downloads, everybody who sends in their music, everybody who just sits here and just listens to me and Dagger for 2 hours. I really appreciate you guys for the love and the support. Shouts out to all the homegirls, Koya, you a mess, and I love you much. Shouts out to all the homegirls. I love you guys. Shouts out to my boy the Dagger. I really appreciate you. Thank you for everything. I appreciate you. You owe me a bottle. Why you talk shit? no, I'm just kidding.
Everybody just wants something.
I just told you I'm kidding. We can go half on the bottle. How about that? You pay for one half, I pay for that as a half, and we'll be okay. How about that?
We just pay for our own little bottles.
You said what?
Nah, don't mind me. Nah, I just said we just pay for our own little bottles.
Yeah, we can do that too.
Nah, don't mind me.
You guys, I'm sorry, y'all. I got distracted for like 2 seconds. If you guys want to find me, you guys can find me at facebook.com/ColeyBaby, ColeyBby. Again, that's ColeyBby at facebook.com. You guys can follow me on Twitter at QueenVicky21. Again, that's QueenVicky21. You guys can feel free to send me your music at queenbvee1991@gmail.com. Again, that's queenbvee1991@gmail.com. And, yeah, y'all talk to me. I'll talk back.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Dagger, LA West Coast all day. Y'all, you know what's up. Shout out to Angel. Angel, definitely checking in. Dagger's News Beauty of the Week this week. You know, got some new music from her. Definitely going to be in rotation. I just don't know where I want to go. Y'all, it's been a cool night. It's been an interesting night. Like I said, shout out to everybody tuned in. Got a new segment. Introducing a new segment tonight. Corey's question. That's going to be interesting. And what I'm also going to do is, I got to do something back at Beauty for the Week, because it's just interesting that, and I noticed that, you know, the people that take the time out of their day to at least come through on the show at least once, you know, do a lot more than people that, you know, because I talk to a lot of women about coming on the show, talking, you know, trying to help out, do what I can do, whatever. And then out of all those people, it's like the ones that come through is the ones that come through. And the ones that come through be about their business. So it makes me think all the rest of these people be about that bullshit. Just thinking out loud real quick, you know. But at the same time, y'all know how I feel about people telling me they want to do something and they don't do it. So what I may be thinking about doing, I'm trying to put together maybe Dagger's Beauty of the Year, if I can get that together by the end of the year. I don't know how I'm going to put that together yet. I'm going to try to get in a few more contestants the rest of this month and then play it out for the rest of the month. So look out for that. If you still want to get in on that, or if you want to send in your music, of course, dagger.banghourradio@gmail.com. All right. Take all submissions. You want to set up interviews, whatever. Music directors, producers, whatever. Get that to boy. That's what you want to do. Shout out to Dustin Morris. Just send me a new SoundCloud link. Got to check that out. Got a new song called Viking. Got to check that out. Probably going to be on Stop Sundays probably real soon. Fellas. Like, you want to fucking get on the ass. Yeah, number one, you got to be straight up. Like, be like, yo, I can't lie, because like I said, I can't be sure. You gotta know what's up. You gotta be able to read women a little bit. You gotta know how much of a freak she is. And you gotta use a tester. The good old thumb is always a good tester. All right, that's just word of advice right there. If she lets you play with her ass or whatever, and then you insert the thumb, because like the thumb is the average, you know, less than average. Hopefully, I hope it's less than average, but it gives you a little warning, like if she'll at least go for it, because some will at least try to see if they can handle it, and if they can, they'll go for it. Some will suck it up, some won't. You just got it. It just depends on the girl. So, but yes, you don't want to go into that, like, just don't jailhouse that shit. Like, yeah, go get some KY jelly, Vaseline, whatever. The spit is not going to be enough. No, it's not going to work. Or, like, maybe get in the shower. You know, you're going to need some help doing that. And then also, beware of shit dick. If you do that, that's going to be interesting, because, like I said, most girls aren't prepared for that. And, yeah, that can happen. So just some warnings. Warnings, be careful what you do. But, like I said, let the freak be with you. All right? And let the freak be with you. God, I'm fucking stupid. Good thing, y'all. We don't get up out of here. DC off top, make a bitch wet. We'll see y'all next week. Dagger, Queen B, West Coast Wednesdays, Hub Nights. Bang Out Radio. We'll see y'all on Fuck You Fridays.
Got it wet.
Got it wet.
This song talking about she
make the bitch get wet.